Okay, we're on, starting Khazara of the Perek, of the seventh Perek, meaning to well until we got to. Elu ne'amarim b'chol lashon. These following things can be said in any lashon. Parshas Sota, but hence it being here. Yeah, vidui ma'isa, that means he's the declaration that he distributed his trumas and ma'isas after you do it every 3 years. Kriyashma, tefillah, shmon esrei, berachas amazon, ushavuas eidos. That means if someone goes up to somebody and says, "Hey, I want you to testify for me because you saw what happened," and he says, "I didn't see." He says, "Yeah, you did," and he makes a shvua, and so on. That's in Pachol Loshon. Shvuas Pikadon, similar thing, but with a Pikadon. Now, versus these ones, the Elu Ne'amrim B'Loshon HaKodesh. These have to be said in Loshon HaKodesh. Mikra Bikurim, it's when you bring up your Bikurim to the base of Mikdash. V'Chalitza, that's when the Nusach that they have to say over there, the Chalitza process. Brachos HaKlalos, that's the blessings and the curses that were said on Har Grizim V'Har Eval. Berachos Kohanim, that's what people's the Kohanim saying in Shul. Berachos HaKohen Gadol, that's what the Kohen Gadol says on Yom Kippur when he's reading from the Torah. Parshas HaMelech, that's talking about when the king reads Hakel. Parshas Eglah Rufa, and that's when they find a deceased person. And so the people in the city, the Zakein of the city, have to say certain things. Mashuach Melchama, that's the one who's anointed for the sake of the war. It's a Kohen. B'shah Shemadaba Elaam. At the time that he speaks to the nations, who's scared, who just got engaged, whatever, we're going to learn about that. So these ones actually, by the way, are this is going to be till the end of the Perek. I mean, the end of the Masechta. We're going to actually explain all these things. So some of them at least. Mikra Bikurim. Okay, Ketzad. So, V'anisa V'amata. When you do your Bikurim, it says you should declare and say, Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. Right? Ulahalon hu oimeh. And later on it says, well, and V'onu Elovim V'omru. And the Levim will say, and they will, right? They will also say the Brochas and the Klalos. So, Ma Lahalon, just over there with the Brochas and Klalos, it's Lashon HaKodesh. So Afkan, so to here with Mikra Bikurim, it's Beloshon HaKodesh. So Chalitza, which is also Loshon HaKodesh, Ketzad, how do we know that? The answer of Omra, she will answer and she will proclaim and say, Ulahalanu Omer, and also we're going to learn from the Levim again, the Onu Elovim V'Omru. Right? So Ma Lahalan Beloshon HaKodesh, just as over there it's Loshon HaKodesh, Afkan, Beloshon HaKodesh. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, Omer, for Chalitza, you don't actually have to learn from the Levim. It says, V'ansav Amra Kacha. It says, thus, she should say thusly. Means, Ad Shetoyma B'Lashon Hazeh. Until you say it in Lashon HaKodesh. Now, Brachos HaKlalos Ketzat. We're more familiar with this now. So, Kivin She'ovru Yisrael as a Yardin. Seeing as Yisrael crossed the Yardin, U'ba'u El Har Grizim V'El Har Eval. They came to those mountains, Shubha Shomrom, which is in the Shomrom, Shubha Tzad, it's in the side of Shechem, Shubha Eitzel, which is next to Elonei Moreh, Shinema, we're going to prove now, because Shechem is the missing factor over here, which we don't know, it doesn't say the Pesukim with the Brox and the Klalos, it says, Halo Heima, those are the mountains are, Be'eber Yardin, over the side of the river, Begoma, Olahalanum Omer, V'yavo Avram, we learn from Avram, Be'eretz, Ad Mechom Shechem, Ad Elam Moira. So, Ma Elam Moira Ha'amol Halon Shechem, just as Elam Moira is Shechem by Avram, yeah, Af Elam Moira Amokan Shechem. Okay, so we know it's Shechem. Now, Shisha Shavatim, now with six tribes, Alol Roish Har Grizim, with Shisha Shavatim, Alol Roish Har Eval, and six went up to Har Eval. Bekonim, Velavim, Aaron Omdim Lamata Bemta. They're at the bottom of the river. Mikan. From just where as right. V'chol Yisrael and the flanked by Yisrael, Mikan. Shinema V'chol Yisrael. Zakenab, and all of the Israel, and the elders, the Shoitrav, and the policemen, and the Shoitrav, and the judges, Omdim Izeh Mizeh, La Aaron. We're going. So now, Hofchu Penehem Kalapi Ha Grizim. They started off with the Bracha. They faced Ha Grizim first. Uposku Bracha, they said with the Bracha, Baruch Hashem, Lo Ya'aseh Pesel Masecha. Blessed is the person who doesn't do some idols and some cast kind of idol. So it's funny that in the Torah, the brachas aren't mentioned. We kind of learn them out from the curses. It's the opposite of the curses. Ve'elu ve'elu omrim amen. That both people, both mountains say amen. Hofchu p'neiam kolapi ha'eval. Then they turn to ha'eval. Poskul v'klala. And then they started with the klala. Oro ha'ish asher yasa pesel maseicha. Right. Ve'elu ve'elu onim amen. Ad shigoyim brachos of klalos, and then they go with the bracha curse, bracha curse, bracha curse, until they finish all of the brachos and the klalos. Va'achakach, and afterwards, heviu es avonim, they brought the avonim, avonim es mizbeach, they built the mizbeach, v'sodu besid, and they covered it with lime. V'kosvo loves divrei Torah, they wrote on it all of the divrei Torah. V'shivin loshon, shenema be'heitev. Okay, and that was all in one day, we said, right? Not Lewis at Vonim. And then of a long day, they took the stones, Ubato, Volonu, and they went and they slept over, they lodged Bumkoimon, Begilgal. Gemara. Now, Parshas Soita. Regards to Parshas Soita, which we said it can be called Lashon, how do we know? Minolon. Dechsiv. It says, Va'oma Akoyen, Laisha, right? It says, the Kohen will say to the Isha, and when you're speaking to a woman, B'chol Loshon Shu Oimeh. You've got to say it in whatever Loshon that you need to say for her to understand. Tana Rabbanan, Mashmin Oisa, B'chol Loshon Shehi Shuma. So you make heard in any Loshon she understands. So Almeh, he Shoisa, why is she drinking? Ubameh, he Shoisa, how is she drinking? Yeah, Almam Nitmeis, why was she Nitmeis? Ubameh, he Nitmeis, and how was she Nitmeis? So now we're going to explain those, yeah? Alma, he shows her, why is she drinking? Al iske kinu vistira, because she had kinu vistira. Ubama, he shows her, how is she going to drink? Yeah, b'makeda shel cheres, in a kind of cheap kind of pottery kli. Alma nitmeis, why was she tomei? Yeah, because al iske schoik vialdos, because she was joking around and being immature. Ubama, he nitmeis, and how was she nitmeis? Was it b'shogeg? Oh, b'mezid, was it b'mezid? Or was it b'oynes? Or was it b'rotzon? Right, v'chol kach lama, with this last thing that we need her to know, to speak this out, how she got Tommy. Yes, shalom l'hoitzi laz, she shouldn't cast aspersions. Alamayim hamorim. You shouldn't cast, right? You shouldn't make the... So she's going to think, she was raped, right? So therefore she's going to think... Right, and then the water doesn't check her, and she's going to think, these waters don't work, like we said earlier, right? But really, the reason that we're not working is because she was raped. So we have to clarify that, so there shouldn't be laz. Vidui Maisa, Minolan. How do we know Vidui Maisa? Dichsiv. So this is also in, right, B'chol Loshon. V'amata lifnei Hashem alokecha. You say before Hashem your God, the arti I got rid of, distributed, a kodesh min abayis. V'yolif, and we do learn, right, Amira misoita. We learn Amira from Sota. So b'chol loshon shoyme. Because just like it says with Sota, it says Amira. Sota here it says so, with Vidui Maisa it says Sota, and therefore b'chol loshon. So Amalei Rav Zvi Labaye Belilif. Let it learn. See with the lamed over there. Let it learn. Right, Amira Milavim. Why do you learn a Gezerah Shava Amira from Milavim? Ma'alahan b'loshon Kodesh. Just as over there, it's in the loshon Kodesh. Afkan b'loshon Kodesh. So answer the Gemara. Danin Amira Gredosa, we learn when it says just Amira. Mi Amira Gredosa, when it says just Amira. Right? So that means we learn basically Vidui Maisa from Sota, thank you. Yeah, but Ain Danin Amira Gredosa, we don't learn when it says just Amira Gredosa, so we don't learn Vidui Maisa from Mi Ania Va Amira, which was said by the Levim. Okay, Tanya, Rashbi Oimer. Adam Oimer Shivchoi Bekol Nomuch. A person says, when he's saying things about himself, he says it Bekol Nomuch. Right? Quietly. Meaning you don't sing your praises loudly. Yeah? However, gnusoi, when he's saying negative things, yeah, b'chol ram, that you shout out. So we're going to explain. Shivchoi b'chol namoch, when he's praising himself, you say quietly, min vidui maisa, because vidui maisa is where he's praising himself. I did everything I, that I was supposed to do. And, right, and he says it quietly, because he doesn't say ania. Ania could also mean to say loudly. Right, proclaim. So gnuso b'chol ram. With regards to his gnuso, something negative, he says b'chol ram. We came from Lavon, right? Mimikra bikurim. We learn from mikra bikurim, right? Because then it's got to be said out loud. Says the Gemara, gnuso b'chol ram. Is that true? You do your gnuso b'chol ram, right? Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan, mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, mitneimah. Why did they tiknu tefila b'lachash? Why did they fix tefila b'lachash? Yeah, kadesh lo levayish es. In order that you shouldn't, your friend shouldn't be embarrassed. You're next to the guy in Shimon Esrei, and he needs to like do a bit of video over there, and you're hearing all of his Averas. So we do tefillah quietly. Share, look, and we're going to bring a proof from this from the Torah that we're concerned about people being embarrassed. Share, look, chilek a kosov mokum bein chatas loila. We don't differentiate between chatas and ola, they're all shechted on the north side of the Mizbeach. So says the Gemara, lo teima gnuso, don't say gnuso. So we're tweaking it, changing it. Ela eima tsaro. No, that we say, we learn from tsaro with regards to mikra bikurim. Kedetanya, it says in the Torah, tomei tomei yikra. A person who's tomei is going to say, people keep away because I'm tomei. But people are going to realize, oh, tzarich lohidia tsaro l'rabim. You need to tell people that you're going through pain. The rabim of action lav rachamim. Right, v'kol kach lama, and v'chol mi she'ira, sorry, v'chol mi she'ira lo dava, and similarly, we're going to apply that to any, so right, tzarich lohodia l'rabim, he needs to be mohodia l'rabim, v'rabim ma'akshin l'av rachamim. Now, gufa, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Okay, mipnei ma tignu tefila b'lachash. Shalo levayish es ovi aveira, like we said. Okay. Sharei lo chilek chosov mokum bein chatas loila. Okay, so we don't differentiate. No one can tell with when he's bringing a korban, if he's a sinner or if he's bringing a present to God. Yeah. Velo, is that true? Vaha ikadomim. There's the bloods. Yeah. Dam chatas lamala, dam oilamata. Right. Okay. So we see people can see. You can tell why he's putting the bloods. No, it's Hossam Kohen who diyada. That's a Kohen who knows it. Okay, but only the Kohen. Okay, the Ika Chatzis Nekeva. There's a Chatzis Nekeva though for Oyla Zochar. So that everyone can see. So Hossam Michsim Alia. No, the it's covered by the tail, so you can't see. Tinach Kivsa. That makes sense with the Kivsa. That's got a tail that goes down and covers it up over there or down there. Yes, yeah, Seira, Michael Amemar, but with a goat, which it has either no tail or a no tail enough to cover. Yeah. So what are you going to say? So Nahosum Iu Dukar Maxif Nafshe. That there, the guy's embarrassing himself. The Iboy Leila Asu Kivsa. He should have brought a Kivsa because it's optional, right? If Chatas, you can bring a goat or you can bring a sheep. He should, right? Become Maisi Seira. It's his fault. Oh, chatzis avoid is chachovim. But the chatzis avoid is chachovim. It specifically has to be a seer. What you're going to say? The low sag is not sufficient. The love seira. Michael Amema. So answer the Gemara. Hosam nichsif venizel. Let him be embarrassed. Ki hechi denichapele. In order, you should have a kapara. Okay, we'll stop here.